I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A serious military flare-up on the Israeli border with Syria has prompted a response from several nations. VOA's Robert Berger in Jerusalem explains what started it all.
Israeli warplanes launched several waves of airstrikes inside Syria after an Iranian drone infiltrated Israeli territory on the disputed Golan Heights and was shot down. The Israeli army said a large-scale attack destroyed at least a dozen Syrian and Iranian targets in Syria. An Israeli F-16 fighter jet was also shot down and crashed inside Israel. The two pilots were injured and rushed to a hospital. The Israeli military described the drone infiltration as a severe violation of Israeli sovereignty and warned that Iran and Syria are playing with fire.
And since then, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has told his cabinet, "We will continue to harm anyone who tries to harm us." The White House has responded in support of Israel's resolve. Meanwhile, Syria's state media said Syria is responding to new Israeli aggression, while Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has denounced Israel's attacks. Afghanistan officials say four National Intelligence Agency operatives have gunned down 16 of their colleagues before deserting to join the Taliban in the southern Helmand province. A provincial government spokesman confirmed the incident, saying that the Taliban also assaulted a center while the insider attack was well underway. This did, in fact, spark fierce clashes with Afghan security guards again. Afghanistan officials say four National Intelligence Agency operatives were gunned down by 16 of their colleagues. This is VOA News. Egypt's military says it has killed 16 militants and arrested more than 30 suspects in a major counterterrorism operation that was launched last week, targeting terrorist and criminal elements and organizations across the country. Reuters reports an army spokesman said the vehicles, weapons, caches, communication centers, and illegal opium fields were targeted in that sweep. The army said in a televised statement announcing the operation that both the army and police were involved in the comprehensive confrontation. The security operation was focused on the Sinai region, where last year militants attacked a Sufi mosque, killing 311 worshippers. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's invitation to South Korean President Moon Jae-in to visit Pyongyang could complicate the Trump administration's diplomatic efforts to pressure the reclusive communist state to abandon its nuclear weapons program. That's according to analysts. Kim extended the rare invitation to the South Korean leader through his closest confidant. It's his only sister, Kim Yo-jung, who was visiting the South as part of North Korean delegation in the Winter Olympics. Moon said he wanted to create the environment for that to be able to happen, according to the office. The North Korean diplomatic initiatives come amid growing international pressure led by the U.S. aimed at imposing maximum economic and diplomatic pressure on the regime. A teenager has won the first U.S. medal at the Pyeongchang Olympics, and it's a gold one. 17-year-old Red Gerard from the state of Colorado in his Olympics debut won men's slope-style snowboarding competition. And then afterwards, he spoke with VOA.
I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it all worked out. I was just so happy to land a run and to make it on the podium. I'm ecstatic. I'm so excited.
And Norway's Marit Bjørgen entered history, becoming the most decorated female winter Olympian of all time when she won a silver medal in the 15-kilometer skiathon. It was her 11th medal, 6 gold, 4 silver, and a bronze. The U.S. has negotiated a deal to resume the deportation of Cambodians. Many of them arrived as refugees under a controversial resettlement program. A deal between the two governments fell apart last year when the country reportedly stopped accepting returnees. U.S. officials have retaliated by now placing visa sanctions on Ministry of Foreign Affairs officials in September. Now, though, there is a compromise, and Cambodian officials have since agreed to offer to lift those bans. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.